The Red Cross says it is now running the largest relief operation in its history for a natural disaster. The U.S. military is sending ships and helicopters to help. Air rescue services say there are still people in New Orleans stranded on rooftops waiting to be rescued. I spoke earlier with the man who's coordinating civilian helicopters trying to carry out rescue and evacuations, especially from hospitals. He's Errol Babineau, Vice President for Air Services at Acadian Ambulances, the largest private ambulance service in southern Louisiana. I heard reports earlier this morning about this evacuation from the hospitals that's going on in New Orleans. Are all of the hospitals in New Orleans shutting down?
The fuel system, the diesel, they're running out of diesel in those generators in the hospitals. The floodwaters are actually flooding the first floors of these hospitals, and they're moving all their patients up to the top. Tulane Medical Center in New Orleans, they actually physically cut down power poles for us to land helicopters on top of the parking garage. This is makeshift landing areas downtown New Orleans. That is the only way we were able to get these out.
How many patients are in there?
There's about 120 patients as we speak, and yesterday we were able to evacuate about 30 NICU babies that were in critical condition. So that was our priority, was to get the babies out first.
And you fly them out. Where do you take them?
We're taking them to, like, New Iberia, Louisiana, Lafayette, Alexandria. We went as far as Little Rock, Arkansas, Children's Hospital.
Those places must all be jammed with people anyway, though.
They are, and that's why we're starting the outreach to get them a little farther out. And what we're doing is having services from outside of our area come in to staging points to where we can hand them off so they can go back to their regions where they're not overwhelmed.
So what you're saying is, in fact, all of the hospitals in New Orleans are shutting down. They can't function anymore.
That is a true statement, because the water continues to rise, and they've only got generator power for so long until the fuel runs out in those hospitals.
You're also evacuating people by ambulance. That is, you're able to drive in. I guess there's one bridge still open into the city.
We're actually staging at Interstate 10 and Causeway Boulevard, which is about 5 miles from the downtown area, and we're having boats bring patients to us at that staging area. Some of the water is over the rooftop of the military vehicles, and the only way you can get in there is via boats. And the Superdome, we're attempting to evacuate that facility as we speak. They've got at least 20,000 people there.
You think 20,000, that's the number for the Superdome?
Superdome, because people, as the water continues to rise, they keep going to the Superdome as the higher grounds.
Can you get access to the Superdome now by streets?
Only in a very short radius of the Superdome because of the water levels. But there is, fortunately, there's a helipad there, and we're staging helicopters on and off of the Superdome, and that's how we're affecting the evacuation.
Mr. Babineau, how long have you been up at work?
It's been since the hurricane hit. We've got a communication center of about 60 people now, and, you know, it's nonstop. So we're basically pacing our people. We're forcing people to go home, get some sleep, and come back. So we're working 12-hour shifts around the clock.
Errol Babineau, coordinating ambulance services, evacuating people from hospitals and centers in New Orleans. Mr. Babineau, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.